Ford pardons Nixon.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
That startling surprise announcement made by President Ford this morning at the Oval Office in the White House. A full pardon for Richard Nixon means Nixon will not be invited, will not stand trial ever for any Watergate crimes. Ford says he's pardoned Nixon because the former president has suffered enough.
I do believe with all my heart and mind and spirit that I, not as president, but as a humble servant of God, will receive justice without mercy.
From his San Clemente mansion, Nixon released the following statement. I can see more clearly now that I was wrong in not acting more decisively and more forthrightly in dealing with Watergate. Nixon also says no words can describe the depths of his regret and pain at the anguish his mistakes over Watergate have caused the nation and the presidency. The former president adds, quote, that the way I tried to deal with Watergate was the wrong way is a burden I shall bear for every day of the life that is left to me, unquote. This is Comprehensive News from Mutual Radio. I'm Peter Gamble.
Aren't you glad?
Glad is what happens when you use Dial soap.
Aren't you glad?
You just can't buy a better deodorant soap than Dial.
Aren't you glad?
And that's saying something.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You use Dial. Aren't you glad? You use Dial. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You use Dial.
We got a lot of wash, we got a few. And all the skirts and shirts are dirty through and through. That's when we're glad for Fabs. Clean, so clean, and fresh and new. Fabs are seen, a booliada do. White, so white, razzle, dazzling. Bright, so bright, you're gonna wanna sing.
Oh, Fabs, we're glad.
They plan and fresh and bright and new.
The complete pardon for Richard Nixon by President Ford pleases Democratic Senator James Allen of Alabama.
I'm not going to take issue with it, and I feel that all things considered, it was in the national interest. I think it would go a long way toward healing some of the wounds and closing some of the divisions among our people.
Democrat Perrin Mitchell of Baltimore says the pardon shows certain people are above the law in the United States. And Mitchell, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, adds,
I had my way. My responsibility would be to get President Nixon, or former President Nixon, move from San Clemente, move him up to 125th Street in Harlem, and make him live out the rest of his life there. That might be a nice way to treat him.
Senator Barry Goldwater says the pardon of Nixon by Ford was the decent and prudent thing to do. Senator Howard Baker of Tennessee, the vice chairman of the now-defunct Senate Watergate Committee, says he was surprised at the pardon, but Baker won't say any more until he learns more about why the pardon was granted. A jury in St. Paul, Minnesota, begins deliberations tomorrow on felony charges against two leaders of the American Indian Movement. The case may determine the fate of 130 others charged in connection with a siege at Wounded Knee. You're listening to Mutual News.
American Motors dealer has the lowest list price car built in America, the AMC Gremlin. That's right, the sporty little Gremlin with a standard 6 and a big 21-gallon tank is the lowest list price car built in America. And every Gremlin comes back by the exclusive AMC Buyer Protection Plan, which means AMC will fix or replace free any part except tires for 12 months or 12,000 miles, whether the part is defective or just plain wore out under normal use and service. So if you're interested in the lowest list price and a free loaner car, if guarantee repairs tie your car up overnight, see your nearest AMC dealer and drive out in a fire protection plan backed Gremlin today.
Peter Gamble, Mutual Washington. Wide weekend of sports keeps you on top of the action today over most of these stations of the Mutual Radio Network.